Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in EdTech this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. In this episode, we explore some solutions to three of the most imposing situations facing districts in 2022. Cybersecurity, the concepts of SEL, otherwise known as social-emotional learning, and how to manage all that federal money, especially when it comes to supporting personnel. First, we go over an essay written by Josh Horowitz, CEO of Enzoic. It's called Three Critical Elements of a K-12 Cybersecurity Strategy, and you'll find it close to the top of the eSchool News newsfeed. Josh does not beat around the bush on what the biggest cyber threats are, in his opinion. A couple may be surprising for you, however. Element number one, increasingly sophisticated phishing campaigns. Phishing has been a perennial security concern for the K-12 sector, but it's become more pressing in recent years. He writes, with a plethora of free email services such as Gmail, Yahoo, and iCloud, and access to personal information from social media and other online platforms, it's incredibly easy for hackers to create fake accounts impersonating school personnel. These can then be used to target other district employees, students, and families, or external companies with whom the school frequently works. While these are all bad scenarios, they can be generally addressed through education, and if they do occur, handled internally without requiring public disclosure. Element number two, new vulnerabilities introduced by third parties. As schools grow increasingly digital, they are interacting with a wider array of external partners, suppliers, and software providers. This in turn opens them up to new threats as bad actors target these companies with the ultimate goal of breaching a school or district system. Schools should ensure that they have an updated list of approved apps and software and allow only those apps to connect to user accounts in order to get ahead of these threats. Element number three, the human element. Another prime security challenge is the threats unintentionally introduced by students, staff, vendors, and partners. For example, it's a relatively common practice for people to employ the same password from across multiple online accounts. If just one of these accounts was breached in a prior attack, there's a good chance the associated password is known to hackers. Josh goes into a deep dive on ways that districts can defend themselves. I was a bit surprised about the third parties being such a threat, as I'm always kind of looking out for the Russians. But you can see that most of these threats come from within, and the answer really is to make sure that everyone, every user is aware of these sort of tactics going on and just keep an eye out for them. Next, Katie Barr, she's the Director of Education and Innovation at Wayfinder. She pens an essay called Three Ways SEL Helps Students Build Life Readiness, which is also posted up on the eSchool News homepage this week. Another great article that gets straight to the point. She writes, number one, create mutual respect and trust. When students don't feel safe, it's harder for them to learn. Building a foundation of security and belonging is key to helping students and teachers feel safe to fail and try again. Number two, include students in decision-making. Interruptions to school necessitated by the COVID-19 pandemic have made it exponentially harder for young people to find meaning in school. What better way to help students reconnect than inviting them to make an actual impact on campus? If we think of school as a microcosm of the world,